perfect sense. Also, I'll tell you what my commander told me one day, and my father told me the same thing. Get out of your own head. You defeat yourself by sitting there second-guessing on what you're doing. And so definitely get out of your own head.
Yep. Yep, that's, I don't know how I can work around this, but I literally look at the miles go by and think about how much I have left instead of how far I've gone.
That's probably the hardest thing.
KC4EGF. I give you something from my grandmother. She says, can't never could. And I have discovered in my life that she was correct. So, don't say you can't. Just say next time I'm going to go a little further. And listen to the other gentleman there. He's giving you some real wisdom. KC4EZN, everybody have a good weekend.
Gary, yep, I definitely appreciate that. I had a coworker who used to tell me that too. I get discouraged with something. He'd say, can't, never could. He's like, just remember that. That'll hold you back from everything.
I'm not sure if you put the music in. Put some music in that you like, and that will definitely get you out of that mind frame and just concentrate on that music and zone out and just keep on going. And also, this is definitely one of my military sayings that when my soldiers get in that same situation where I'd always ask them, what is the maximum effective range of an excuse?
Good one. I'm going to have to write that down. I might even have to make myself a little poster, hang it on my wall or something to remember that one. That's really good. What's the maximum effective range of an excuse? I've never heard that before. Good point.
Maximum effective range of an excuse is?
I thought it was an answer to it.
There is zero. It goes nowhere. So, KO4PXB for station ID.
KJ4WZN.
It's unfortunate. Well, it's not unfortunate, but it was unfortunate with my daughters. I'm retired Army for 24 years of service, so it was like I gave them that same mentality of where you can do anything. It just may take a little bit of working up to it and just not giving up and making excuses for it.
The hardest thing for me when it comes to running, I always start out with the impression I can do it, and then I end up deciding not to. Bicycle riding has always been easier for me. Running is difficult. And sometimes I go and do difficult things and sometimes I don't. But it's the self-discipline of it that I really need to work on the most. Hate to jump off of here, but I'm getting tired, so I'm probably going to hit the hay here shortly. Been up since early this morning driving and stuff, so I'm getting ready to call it a day. But I definitely appreciate y'all coming in and giving me all kinds of helpful advice. KJ4WZM.
You're most welcome. At any point in time I can ever help you, I'm not sure how far you live from me, but so that way, at any point in time, I can help you as encouragement, even to put a little kick in the posterior. Just let me know.
That sounds good. Yep, you're in Simpsonville, and I'm in Traveler's Rest. My parents live in Simpsonville. I grew up there. I spent the first 20 years of my life there, so quite familiar with the area.
Have a great evening, and I'll definitely talk with you another time. KO4PXB. I'm done on your final.
You're on down the log. KO4PXB, KJ4WZM, 73, so like, good night.